Some good sandies up to 80 kilos, 90 kilos. All those fish are in the game. They are absolutely flying all over this.
Santa Claus has definitely come early for us down on the South Coast. That purple patch is definitely still around.
Ah, there's fish coming out, right? Rock and surf, kayak, ski boat. Brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Ho ho ho! Welcome back to another week of jingle bells and screaming reels. Another epic week in KZN. The festive spirit is in the air and Santa has come early. Guys, what a week. It has been a week of epic action on all facets. Whether you're looking for Dorado, sand sharks, shad, honeycombs, or sandies, the coastline has had it. And if you're looking for that freshwater action, well, guys, we've got carp, bluegill, and the yellowfish are out of this world. Now, we are in the thick of December. We are a week before Christmas, and our reporters, the Angler News reporters, huge shout out to them. They are still dedicated in keeping their fingers on the pulse, their ears on the ground, bring you KZN's hottest feeding zone. So we're going to get into all of it the way we usually do, but before we do, guys, none of this could be possible without our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout, basically everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, also remember the Kingfisher is open throughout this entire festive period. So with all the fish that's coming out and all these holidays in between, you definitely want to go and check them out. So you can find their details online on their social media pages. That's where you'll get those trading hours. They've opened virtually every day except for, I think, Christmas Day, right? Now, let's get into it. But before we do, a slight disclaimer. If my voice sounds a bit under the weather, it's because I'm a bit ill. But from the words of one of my favorite songs, the show must go on. So please pardon the deep breaths in between if that is starting to disturb you a bit. Now let's get into the fishing. That's what you are here for. You want to know where those hottest feeding zones are. You want to know what you're going to catch. You want to know where you're going to catch them and how you're going to catch them. Well, this is it. Let's kick it off from Durban with Mike V and Brad Krubler.
When the sea's been decent for the beaches, there's been bike. The greys, milky spinners, some good sandies up to 80 kilos, 90 kilos. There's been rocket sandies. Couple of big honeycombs in the mix there as well. Good couple of diamonds around. Yeah, as long as the sea's been flat and the conditions have been decent, yeah, it's just been everywhere. It's guys, just pick a beach, go fish it. If you're not finding luck there, shift to another bank, go look around. But there has been very good bite on the beaches. On the paddle ski and ski boat side, lots of cooter, lots of Dorado. Good couple of sailies, some small marlin have been caught. They're having a good job. Yes, the guys fishing on the bottoms have been getting their fair share of fish. But yeah, the cooter, snook, tunny, all those fish are in the game. They are absolutely flying all over the show. The guys fishing in the bay as well, having a cracker session. Kingies and springer, some good sized kingies. I saw a picture of one, I think must have been 5 kilos. A lovely fish. And in the mix there as well, you've got your grunters, your cob and all that stuff still biting in the bay. So yeah, guys, the fishing has been brilliant. The minute the sea settles down a bit and the water cools down a fraction, the game has been on all over. Thanks, guys. This is Mike V for ANSA News. Have fun.
Good morning, guys. It's Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. Fishing over the last week. So, guys, we start off in the shallows. There's still been some snook and stuff with the Blue Lagoon area. And there by Shroti, there's been a couple of cooter still coming up. But the main fishing that we've been doing has been for the Dorado, which have been quite prolific around. With a couple of yellowfin tuna, and we managed a lovely black marlin during the week. So, guys, remember, keep it real, keep it safe, and yeah, this is Brad for Angling News South Africa.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What a great start to the show. That sounds absolutely epic. No matter what facet you are fishing for, there's fish coming out, right? Rock and surf, kayak, ski boat, brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Now that's Durban, right? Now before we move to either side of Durban along the coastline, let's jump into that freshwater action because Jan has some very interesting news. Now, we would think we'd be getting bass at this time of the year with the water being so warm. Well, something strange is going on and Jan is going to tell us all about it.
Hey there, guys. So the working report for this report is fish behaving badly. And as the saying goes, it's a funny old season as the fish seem to have forgotten the memo and are simply not in game mode. With air temperatures ranging from 40 degrees one day and then less than half that, and the barometer playing roller coaster by some 10 bar on a daily basis, it's no wonder really. Summer rains have been happening, but it's patchy here and there, and more on the eastern side rather than the western side. The gods of YR are promising that there is some more on the way, though. There haven't been any reports from the river anglers from the central Midlands, that is the Mgani and Moy rivers, and I think the rains will have no doubt affected the rivers. Passes through, though, however, mentioned that all the little streams and rivulets are running and there is plenty of water around. The West Midlands, however, appears to have lucked out on rainfall, and returns from a couple of Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers that ventured to the Bushmans is that it's in great condition and even slightly low. But some excellent fish have been reported, primarily in the 9 to 11 inch, 23 to 28 centimeter bracket, and in between, all the way through to 15 to 7 inches or 38 to 43 centimeter class. Fish were taking a mix of dry and nymph, and water temperature reported 18 or 19 degrees. With a few null returns in the mix, the NFFC Stillwater Fraternity has been toiling in the heat. Top tips, though, in such conditions require deep and slow fishing with small patterns like nymphs, for example, pheasant tail nymphs and gold-dubbed hairs, as the fish will issue larger flies. Rainfall and associated temperature over the weekend brought temperatures back down a bit, and a couple of NFFC anglers struck it lucky on olive and black flies, which include a dragonfly and bugger type pattern. Cloudy forecast over the next week or so will hopefully keep the water temperatures at bay. So the conundrum of the quote-unquote missing summer bass continues, with both Albert Falls and Midmar on the quiet. Some anglers are picking up fish on finesse and others on top water, but quote-unquote again, very strange is the word coming from the waters. On the carp front, some good fish coming from both Albert Falls and Midmar, but these are with the specimen anglers, and the Papkhoi guys are struggling. Seems like the carp are refining their tastes. On the bream side, redbreast and Mozam tilapia from Albert Falls, and Midmar's producing bluegill. Durkfontein continues to produce, and with Midlands outfitter Jeremy Rochester from Escape Fly Fishing reporting, quote, good times on Durkfontein Dam stalking yellows. Some beautiful specimens caught over the past week. Blue skies with ideal sight fishing conditions and an absolute treat. So guys, if it's gold you are after, Stokies is your water. This is Jan Korbold reporting from Kingfish in Maritzburg for the Central Midlands for Angler News South Africa. And do drop into the Kingfish in Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. Another good, honest report. But where is that bass? Oh, man, I thought we'd be smashing that bass right now. However, there are still many other species to be caught, so freshwater is still an area to go to if that coastline is starting to feel a bit busy for you, right? I mean, it is the festive period. It's what the hubbub is about. This is that time where we got a lot of holiday makers. But guys, while these holiday makers are out here, please, you know what? Be kind. Be friendly, be courteous, just be nice. We all started off at one point where we crossed our lines over each other, where we didn't know how to really bait up something. If you're one of the local anglers listening to this, well, let's help the guys out, right? That's what this time, that's what this holidays are about. That's what the festive period is about. That's what it is like to welcome our guests to KZN. Now, staying in the coastline, let's start off on the north coast where I chatted to Savika, and he was telling me that Bolito is the place to be. Right, because Bolito has seen a lot of sand sharks. This weekend, the guys were smashing the sandies. There's been a lot of shad out and about. He says Tugela as well, lots of shad, a few cob and the odd triple tail, right? And in Blythedale, there's still a lot of copper bream coming out. Stump is up to 5.5 kilos. That's on your rock and surf side. On your offshore side, well, guys, it's been Dorado all week long. I'm sure you've seen it all over the socials. No matter where you look, on the KZN coastline, it is Dorado. Now, up on the north coast, apart from that Dorado, there's also the tuna. There's a few wahoo, but it's also that bullfish action. This warm water has all the summer pelagics that we are looking for. There's even a couple kuta in between. Right, now let's move on down to the south coast, where this is where all the action is really going off the charts, right? And we're going to kick it off with Ray Thompson talking about everything from Warner Beach right up to that Pennington Park Rainy area.
Fishing report for the lower south coast. Baisley, Mdoni, all the way through to Rocky Bay again. Kingfish seem to be the order of the day for the guys that are spooning, doing light tackle spooning. As well as a couple of snook early morning, especially in the Mdoni area. And there have ever been quite a few grey sharks at Scott, as well as a few sandies coming out late evening on the spring tide. Umkamas had some grunter as well as some small cod. The hot spot again was baggies. That's that Warner Beach, Ilovo area. Quite a few grey sharks still to be caught, as well as a lovely little duckbill that was caught by a youngster of 9 years old. There have been some honeycombs as well that have been hooked in the Ilovo area, up to 60 kilos, which is telling us that the water's getting warm. There's lots of silver salagos around, better known as banana fish, some of them up to 500 grams. Lovely fish to eat. Yes, and three-spotted pompano, of course. Quite a lot of three-spotted pompano coming out in that Ilovo area.
Great stuff, Mr. Ray Thompson. Looks like there's a variety of fish to catch on that stretch of South Coast. Now, moving on to the diving side, where it's not so great. Don is going to give us a good, honest report of what's been happening and what he predicts that could be happening as we get into the Christmas side of the week.
Good day, everybody. Yeah, so it's not quite the same as last week. We've had the odd decent conditions in between, like very small little windows of opportunity. On the fish front, it's been very slow. There's been a couple of guys been getting Dorado, one or two grunter down in the Port Edward area. Yeah, other than that, it's been pretty slow. I think also just the opportunities at the moment are not all there. Some really chunky swell, some persistent onshore winds. We've had some hectic storms in the Oribie Gorge area. The rivers are out, so not really getting the opportunity to do any shore diving. The guys fishing from the boats, they've been having loads of fun with the Dorado, but yeah, it's not quite the same for spearfishing. So looking ahead, the weather's not looking great. So I don't know if we're going to get the opportunities again. But I do think maybe on the deeper sort of line, there might be some opportunities for like Kuta or something out in the deeper line. If we get the opportunity to get in, we'll start seeing a couple Kuta. If you can find the thermocline, you can get some nice amberjack and tropicals and that type of thing. But yeah, that's me signing out. Don Solomon from the Hibiscus Underwater Club. Anglin News South Africa.
Thank you, Don. Not the greatest reports for this week coming up, but it is a good, honest report, and that's what we appreciate most about your reports, my friend. Now, let's get into some real action once again. Let's round it off. Let's get into the pinnacle of the show, right? Because, whoa, this is where that purple patch has been going on, and Adam is going to tell us all about it.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I just want to wish everybody out there an awesome Christmas, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. Santa Claus has definitely come early for us down in the South Coast. That purple patch is definitely still around. We've got Dorado off of Margaret Pier. We've got Yellowtail off High Rock. The ski boats are getting numbers in terms of Dorado. Finally back at it again, guys. So yes, the South Coast is firing. We've got nonheads. We've got bream. We've got blacktail, we've got shad, we've got everything in between, including pink ears. If you guys want to come down festive week and down to the South Coast, yes. If you want to come and fish, we've got that fish. And I guarantee you're going to get it, and he's going to have a Santa's hat on his head when you land that fish, because everything is down here, guys. So that's it for the year. I just want to wish everyone a Happy New Year's and a Merry Christmas from everybody at Angler News, including myself, Adam Lyon from the South Coast. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's.
Hi, Adam. What a way to round off the show. Yes, Merry Christmas to you too, my bad. You know what? Did you mention every species, including the pinkies? I mean, you guys really got everything right. I mean, he's got so tired of talking about how much fish are coming out. He's even commenting on the pinkies with the Christmas hat on. If that doesn't tell you that the South Coast is on fire, then I don't know what is, right? Okay, so that's Adam's report of the South Coast. That's our report of the entire KZN Coast. Line and inland. Guys, if you are out of town and you're coming to KZN, there's something for you to catch. There's something for you to get on any facet you want to get it on. Whether you're fishing ski boat, rock and surf, jet ski, kayak, whether you are fishing even freshwater, we've got it here for you. Guys, it's the holidays, it's the festive period. Go out, have a blast, but when you're out there, stay safe. Respect those bag and size limits. Let's fish with some camaraderie and festive period. If you're wondering about your fishing news for next week, well, we will still be around. Guys, we are coming out. It'll be live on the 26th of December. So you know when to get your fishing news. You will know what's been going on. We will keep you in the loop throughout this entire festive period. We aren't going anywhere because we want you to get into KZN's hottest feeding zone. So until next week.
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.